Back to the AFC title game against the team you faced last year, Deion. Does it feel familiar with the Ravens on the horizon here?
Yeah, it's getting there. It's another big game for us. You know what I'm saying? It's a team that we're very familiar with, so it's going to be another tough game for us, and we got to be prepared to play it.
Yeah, we were just talking about the comments of Brandon Iamadejo talking about, what was it, bitch-assness?
That's the word. Bitch-assness is the word.
Gimmick offense that you guys run. And we, you know, you watch Peyton Manning run it, the no huddle, and he's on the line of scrimmage 20 seconds sort of reading the defense. You guys just, you're running quick plays. I look at other teams, right. Hey, man, if you don't like it, stop it. Be ready. And the Texans weren't ready numerous times yesterday.
Man, it's always a problem when the Patriots are doing something. You know, it's always an issue. You know, if you notice, the Patriots always caught up in something very controversial in everything that we do, you know.
That's what happens when you
win. That's what success brings that.
Yeah.
So, who said it? Who's the guy?
Brandon Iamadejo.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess when the, you know, when the referee spikes the ball and blow the whistle, that means anything is live. You know, if we decide to do that, then that's what we got to do.
Oh, come on, Deion. That's a real bitch-assness, dog.
Hey, once the ball is in play, man, anything goes.
That's kind of bitch-assness,
right?
Man.
Once the ball is in play, man, anything goes.
Hey, when the guy steps him over the ball, the play clock starts. And once they put it down, the play clock starts. I mean, 40 seconds is going. I think once the ball is dead, the play clock starts. Not even when they spot it, you know.
Exactly. Once the referee spots the ball down and he moves, anything goes from that.
Yeah. So you know, I don't understand all that. But my question for you is: does he scare you, Deion? Are you scared now?
Who, my man?
Yeah.
You already forgot his name.
He got a hard name. I think he's a pretty good player, but nothing on that team fears this team. You know, they're a great defense. They got a great team, well coached team, but. He put his pants on just like I put mine on.
Yeah, how do you think Bill used this one this week? Can you give us an example of what Bill might say or might use this one this week during the meetings?
I doubt he'll use it, you know, because this ain't the first time we've heard something like this. I doubt if he'll use it. But then again, who knows? He may bring it up.
I got an idea.
I don't think we need any motivational speeches for this type of game and for this team. You know what I'm saying? This is a team that we're very familiar with, who deserve to be here. we deserve to be in this game as well. So there's no more speech that needs to be said or made for this game.
Yeah, I can do a little skit on that, how it might sound, but I can't do it on the radio. I can't do it on the radio, Deion. You know that.
Let's talk about the offense, because you guys used this that bitch-assness offense yesterday. And you caught the Texans off guard a couple of times in the running game and in the passing game. In the preparation for this week, Deion, was that something that you saw as an offense that the Texans took a while to get set? And if you did go ultra-tempo a couple of times, you could catch them in those spots?
Well, that was a part of the game plan. I mean, you know, throughout the couple games that we've watched, we noticed that they used multiple personnel. And I think the thing is, once we caught them in the personnel that we want to keep them on the field with, that's when we want to pick it up, so they didn't have any time to exchange the players and to try to match up with our personnel. So the most important thing is the coach did a great job of finding those little small things, and we exploited them.
Which by the way is perfectly legal, right? If you don't substitute, you can really go as fast as you want to go.
Yeah, that ain't what you would call that. What he said it was.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you.
It's all about being smart.
Hey, all week long, Bill was sort of military-centric with some of his quotes, talking about Navy SEALs and unpredictable. And I'm wondering, is that something to the media? Man. Did he talk to you about it? Was a Navy SEAL in there talking to you guys during the week or something?
Nah, you know that new movie came out. Was that Zero 30 Hours?
Zero Dark 30, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch it or something?
I think Coach watched it. Or he was prepared for it, you know, I'm pretty sure. But now that, you know, Coach, he go through certain speeches for us, and that relates with the Navy every now and then, but not during this past week, nah.
His dad was a military guy, too.
It was funny because it actually played out, right, talking about adapting. Danny Woodhead goes out in the first play. Rob Gronkowski goes out early in the first quarter, and other guys step up. Shane Vereen, you know, unbelievable game. Next man up, right?
Yeah.
Well, we always talk about that. You know, you never know what happens in the game. Now, one thing that he, you know, he did talk about it and he focused on it. There's going to be a lot of different players who are going to make a lot of plays in this game, hopefully the next game, and hopefully the next game after that, who hasn't been called upon to make plays. And in which that came up last night, you know, Shane had a tremendous game. You know, nobody said he couldn't do it. He just didn't have the opportunity to do it as much during the regular season.
Yeah.
And his number was called last night, and he did it.
Hey, speaking of Shane on those plays, and you know how it is, Deion. Not everybody gets all the reps. I'm assuming Woodhead was getting most of the reps. Did Shane get any reps at all last week in doing that? Because he looked like he was the main guy that was featured in the offense during practice.
The way the game was looking, it looked like the whole game was Shane. The game plan was Shane, you know. But not overall, honestly, you know, Shane did have a couple plays, and I think the best thing about the team is they make sure everybody get the opportunity to run those same reps just in case your number's called. So Woodhead ran those plays in the game, and then there was some time, in practice, and then Shane ran some in practice. And also they threw, Ridley out there to do the same thing. So it was just all about the next guy and who coach felt like he should go with. And it was Shane.
Yeah, that's the great thing about this football team, that everybody's always prepared. And, and speaking of that, have you seen him catch the football like that in practice?
Yeah.
That's a tough catch for wide receivers to make down the field like that.
That was a great catch. It was a great play, great ball. I think the execution of that entire play was pretty much what's been going on in practice. You know, we've been hitting that one play in practice all week, and it was just all about the timing when Josh called it and then the execution, and we did exactly what we've been doing in practice.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Tom, and he didn't really hesitate when he saw that matchup.
Nope.
I think he knew where he was going
when he
took the snap.
He saw the linebacker, and he knew right away, bump this, I'm going with this one read, I'm throwing the ball to Shane.
Exactly.
And they hit it.
Deion, and watching Tom yesterday, we're talking to Deion Branch on a Patriots Monday, they blitzed a lot again. That's what Wade Phillips' defense do. We talked about with you a week ago. As his teammate, do you look at that and wonder why teams blitz him so much based on how much success Tom has and your passing offense has when teams send a blitz at you, send that heavy blitz and the numbers he puts
up? I mean, you know, it's just all about what the opposing team is looking at, you know, when they're watching that film, you know, how they're trying to game plan. If they feel like, hey, we can hit them with this blitz or that blitz, it may be best, or we should try this or try that. You know, trust me, that was a bunch of times in the game that they got to us when we felt like they shouldn't have, you know. And then that was a bunch of times they probably thought they can get to us when they didn't. So that's just how the game flows. I'm just very fortunate that the front line is doing a great job of blocking for Tom and protecting, giving them time to sit back there to deliver the ball to the guy.
No, Deion, next week it's the Ravens coming to town, and often we talk about some teams. Maybe we saw it with Houston. You know, the minute they walk on the field, that you wonder, is this team intimidated? And you kind of find out. Baltimore is a team. You know, last year that game really could have gone either way. They won't be intimidated. So how tough of a challenge is it? Because it's been a struggle with this team lately.
Right. I mean, it's always a struggle, you know. And trust me, we give them the same struggle that they give us. You know, it's going to be a tough game. That's a well-coached team that we're playing. You know, they've been one of the elite teams in the conference for many years. So, just as rightfully so, as we have been the same as well. So, it's going to be a good game. It's going to be a good game. It's going to be the type of game that it should be. It's going to be a tough physical game. And, you know, the best team is going to win Sunday.
Williams, Pollard, some of the guys that stand out with Ladarius Webb out in that secondary. How do you view those guys? Is there one standout in that group, Deion, as you prepare for the Ravens on Sunday?
Oh, man, they have guys filling in just like, you know, we had guys going out last night to step up. You know, like I said, overall, they have a bunch of great players on their team, and, you know, two of the top guys went down, and they replaced them, just like when Ray went down earlier in the year. Guys filled right in, and they kept the train moving. And that's what they're doing now. That's why they're in the conference championship game.
In terms of before yesterday's game, were you aware of J.J. Watt's spitting on the Pats logo part of that thing?
Was I aware of his what now?
J.J. Watt, part of his pregame routine, is going to the middle of the field and spitting, and a lot of people caught him spitting on the Patriots logo. And I know he was asked about it in the post game and said, that's something I do. I was curious if you guys have been alerted that an opposing player had gone to middle of the field prior to kickoff and spit on the logo before the game.
Nah, I wasn't aware. I never seen him do it.
Well, he spat on the field and then he took his feet and he wiped it in.
Well, he says
his feet.
It's an every game thing. There's no disrespect.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of ritual that is, but if he's doing it, that's I don't know.
I'm assuming Big Vince didn't see him doing that.
Yeah, have you seen him doing it in Texas?
Nah, I didn't see him doing it in Texas.
When you sit on the sidelines and you're watching the Houston Texans on first down continually run at Vince Wilfork, you're just sitting there just thinking dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Keep running it.
Just keep trying.
I wasn't saying no. I was good.
Keep trying.
They want to run it out. Best defense player, cool. That's great. Keep doing it. Let's see how far this goes.
You said before the playoffs run started last week that this is a better team now this year, Dion, than it was last year. What gives you that opinion? What's different now about this team heading into the AFC Championship game than last year?
Well, I think the thing is we're a year mature. You know, the guys have been through a lot of things, and the younger guys last year have seen it all now. So now that all this stuff isn't so new to them anymore. We've been there before. You know, this is our second year around with this, not the same team, but somewhat most of the guys on the team, but a bunch of younger guys who has been here before last year. And now I think the maturity level that we have on the team, that may be the difference. You know, and I think the hunger, losing the Super Bowl last year, that bitter taste in the guys' mouth, seeing the guys in the locker room after the game, that's the stuff that sets in. And then you notice how the off-season program kicked off. We had like 99% attendance. You know, that kind of, that's not normal in the NFL anymore, where pretty much everybody shows up. You know, we pretty much had everybody here. An off-season program, and it rolled all the way through training camp, and it leaves us where we are now.
Yep, that's a great point, Dion. And I have to go to the Gronkowski situation, and we look at him last year in that game against the Ravens. He goes down on the big catch he made, was able to play in part of that game, and may have been part of the reason why that game ended up so close. So late because you guys didn't have him as a piece of that puzzle.
Right.
I know this week you start this game without him against the Ravens. What big of a difference do you think not having Gronkowski from the start of the game this year, will it have any impact on how you guys approach it?
Well, it's going to be a big difference. But I think overall, you know, Gronkowski is a very important piece to our puzzle, to our offense, you know, very important to our team. But I think overall, we wish we had him those five games that we didn't have him, but I think we've learned how to play without him. And for the guys, you know, for people who didn't think we can do it, for us to go out and play the games, the way we played, the way we moved the ball on the offense, the way, you know, we put up points, the yardage we had per game without him, it shows a lot of character for our team. It shows a lot what our coaches are doing as far as preparing us to play the games without Gronkowski.
All right, listen, we're just wondering, you know, Super Bowl week, what night's best for you? Because we're getting some reservations down right now down in New Orleans, and we just want to know what night you might be free, available, whatever it might be.
We'll talk about that later.
All right.
And just in case you miss it this week, Ray Lewis is retiring at the end of the year. In case you missed that leading up to the game on Sunday.
I saw him.
Oh, you did? Cause they haven't talked about it much,
no,
right? They haven't talked about Ray retiring much on ESPN.
Man, whatever. That's been the news the past, what, 2-3 weeks? Mm-hmm. You know, and he deserved that. You know, this guy has a great career. And, shoot, man, Ray, one of the guys that everybody look up to on the field, off the field, very passionate guy, very motivational guy. You know what I'm saying? You love to hear this guy speak. I get goosebumps anytime I hear him talking and stuff. This is a very passionate individual, man. And this game will miss him, though, when he's done.
All right, look forward to your response to I Am Badejo on Twitter. Dion Branch. Thanks, Dion.
Yeah, I appreciate it,
Dion Branch joining us here.